Thank you so much for joining us. It's really good to be with you. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of, shall I say, the false flag takedowns. And we're getting some background noise there. Not sure where that's coming from, but we'll press on and hope that that disappears. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have Doug Thornton with us. So this means that this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And today we're going to talk about grid down. And since Doug and I first started talking about it, he said, it's going to happen. And nothing had happened at that point. Now we have multiple instances of it happening. And we're going to try to figure out where this is going. And most of all, what it means for you. But before we join Doug, got to say that we want to have you suffer in comfort. I don't like the suffering part, but the comfort part's good. MyPillow.com, they have it all. And right now they got these Giza sheets that are just incredible, and they're on sale for under $30, and they usually retail for over $90. Everything else is 2-for-1 or 50% off. You really want to do this, folks. This is great, great gifting for the holiday season. Go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. That's MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Additionally, I got to ask you, do you have your water filtration because of the power going down? What if it's prolonged? How will you get your water? How do you know it'll be safe to drink? Well, you won't. So let's get you set up with the best water filtration system out there, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. They published the research at waterwithdave.com. They also have not raised their prices. They also, too, this is really good. Listen to this. They have a sale. So this is the time to get involved. I recommend one per family member. And the reason I say that is, what if you have to transport water over distance? If your scavenging efforts take you more than a block or two from your home, what will you do? So that's why I say make sure you have more than one. And also, too, it doesn't hurt to have backup. So go to waterwithdave.com. Well, that's it for the first part of our segment here today. That's for our sponsors. And Doug Thornton is with us. And, Doug, let's hope the chipmunks keep running because the power is still on. But who knows when we'll get taken down.
Well, I mean, what's happening right now is it's not exactly what I would call a clarion call, but it is very concerning that it's happening right now, and I want to give a conspiracy for it. Now, I have said before that when the Democrats, or let's just say the politicians in general, are in trouble, something major happens on a CONUS level, continuity of the United States level, and we all turn our eyes to it. What's happening right now at the power grid, I believe, is part of the reason of why we're going to get into this topic. And honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with Twitter. I think a lot of it has to do with Twitter and all the secret little files that Elon Musk is going to be turning over. You have a lot of stuff that's coming out about the how do we be frank about this? About the blood clots from the shots.
Yeah, that's true. It's honest.
There's a lot of stuff coming out right now. And America, you are more in the know now than you have ever been. And I would say that Americans are more in the fight now for the preservation of our freedom than they have ever been. And thus, all hell's breaking loose. Look, an attack on the power grid. When I worked for the Department of Homeland Security, I worked under various sub-agencies. My agency was the Federal Protective Service, but we were the uniformed police for the federal government, and we policed over 10,000 federal buildings. And a lot of times that includes, you know, working with FEMA, working with NPPD, working with CISA, the Cyber Security Infrastructure Agency. And when we work with all these agencies, you work with so many different fields and so many different experts that you kind of pick up a thing or two. So what I picked up a long time ago, Dave, was that the power grid really is, as I've said before, the Achilles heel of America.
You have said this for years, Doug.
For years.
Yes.
Or let me go ahead and quote verbatim the EMP commission. All right. The EMP commission, the Electromagnetic Pulse Commission, when they briefed Congress multiple times. They said that the glass jaw of America is our power, dependency, and the infrastructure that's in place. Now, what they mean by that is we have an aging infrastructure. That means we're not upgrading our power grid and our infrastructures. We tend to want to harden things through cybersecurity, and that's great because, honestly, that's the one of the most plausible direct attacks is through cyber warfare. However, obviously, as we are now seeing, I don't want to overstate this, but I think at least 8 now or more states are saying that they are having a disruption of their power or an attack on their power grids. We know for one thing, there was 3 of them that was hit in North Carolina. Then they said 2. So I want to know what happened to the 3rd one. Now there's 6 different places that were hit in Tampa. And let me read that over for you real quick. And I'm sure many of you have already seen this. I'm just going to echo this out because some haven't. All right. So around the Tampa, Florida area and near Orlando, substations were targeted back in September. All right. Back in September, you had 1 incident in Orange Blossom. You had 2 in Zephyr Hills. You had 1 incident in Clearwater and 2 incidents in Bay Ridge. And these are what they were calling intrusions at the Duke Energy power stations. Well, what is an intrusion? They didn't really clarify.
Intrusion, that means someone broke in, someone gained access somehow.
So intrusions can be either physical or through cyber.
Or, yeah, exactly, electronic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so all we know is there was an attempt at sabotage, okay? So we have this happening in North Carolina. I want everyone to take a really good look at what's happening in North Carolina. It's being reported in Oregon now. It's being reported in Washington. This year we've had attacks in Texas and Nevada and California. And I, like I said, probably 7 more other states. I don't have my notes in front of me for this because I'm still trying to gain as much information as possible. But look at what's happening in North Carolina. As I'm reading reports from the actual reporters that were there on the ground who live in the area, you know, one of their biggest fears was there's still not power. It's cold and my refrigerator is no longer keeping the meat inside at a available temperature to, you know, keep everything nice and good and crisp. So what does that mean? So that means that within about 48 hours after your power goes out, your food is going to start to spoil. That means if you have meat, you need to cook that meat. You need to either take salt, and no one has copious amounts of salt. I do because I'm a prepper. And a prepper is not a bad thing. I'm just prepared because I worked for the government for 15 years, and they told us this is the worst thing and the most plausible thing that could happen. Wink, wink, 3 stomps on the ground. You may want to prepare for this, all right? So if anything happens, smoke your meat, cook your meat, or, you know, take either salt or sugar and copiously douse it. But between the milk, the butter, all this stuff that we go and we get every single day, you know, you realize real quickly just how finite your infrastructure is and that next day delivery. When the next day deliveries can't deliver because there's no refrigeration or freezers running, well, what happens? Well, people ransack the stores. That's what's happening in North Carolina right now. You have a high increase of break-ins and robberies in homes. I wonder why. People weren't prepared. Oh, also, in the availability of darkness, Dave, you will have spurs of criminal activity. Crime always happens in the depths of the dark. Every single time. That is the ambush spot. From animal predators to human predators. That's where this happens. Well, when power's not running, you know, I mean, the whole place is dark. This is what should be happening. Let me give you a little bit of what should be happening. What should be happening is that if you could cope with one another, your community should be coming together. Your adult men and women and should be already armed with flashlights, with rifles, with pistols, and walking up and down your neighborhood. Just that, the object alone of deterrence from armed civilians should hopefully deter criminal activity, or at least even deny criminal activity from happening. But Dave, there's so many people that are affected by this. You have handicapped people. You're going to have nursing homes. Here's something most people don't know. It is federal regulation for hospitals to have generators. Now, if this, every hospital is different and every state is different, but if this goes into the way that some level four buildings in the federal government are then measured, is that they should have at least 96 hours of battery backup and generation from either a diesel generator or a directly piped natural gas. Most don't have that. Most don't have it. And they're actually seeing now in parts of North Carolina where they're having to shut off parts of the hospital to run the other part of the hospital. All right, that's called a life safety shutdown system.
In other words, how long will it be till they have triages to decide who has to live and die because they can't serve everybody?
Wait till the blizzard blows in.
Yeah.
You know? And here's another thing, Dave. And I've said this before. I've stressed this a lot. If you have a loved one that is in a retirement home, they're not required by federal law, because they're all private industry, they're not required by federal law to have a backup power or to have a generator. And most don't. I think there's 20 states, if I'm correct, that mandate that you're supposed to have it. Texas is not one of them. So if the power goes out for an extremely long amount of time and you have a tube going directly to your stomach, and that's how you get fed, and that's plugged into a wall, what happens? You're not getting fed now. Now you have to have a funnel and pour it directly through that tube. And everything is based off refrigeration, from the medicine to, you know, the way that we house people. Your house is not meant to be lived in either an extreme cold or an extreme hot environment, unless you have an air conditioner running it. That's the way homes are made. So, if you don't have a source to heat your home, how are you going to heat it? And the problem with that, too, is people will then try and take anything that is coal burning or wood burning without the proper ventilation, and they'll try and keep the inside of their house either warm, or they'll try and cook inside their house, and they'll kill themselves because of carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, this is what's happening. And it's not like there's not enough state actors around the world that want to see the demise of America. North Korea hits us with cyber warfare every day. So does Russia. So does China, yet we claim to be friends with China. So does Iran. So does Pakistan. So does India. You know, and then you have multiple different little spur organizations that are out there. You also have it happening here in the United States. And then you have people who can very easily take whatever rifle, high-powered rifle that they have, and they can just drive by a substation, shoot at it a couple times, and if they're lucky, take it down. I want to give you a little bit of an insight. And I was actually surprised to hear them talking about this on Fox News. Dave, and I've told you about this before, that the West Coast is connected to the East Coast when it comes to the power grid. There are 9 substations that are what we call interconnected utilities. And once those interconnected utilities have a catastrophic failure, these 9 that connect this entire power grid, East Coast to West Coast, you can actually lose power to both. We can completely collapse the entire system. So over a period of time within this last year, we're seeing numerous amounts of attacks, and I don't know if they're pen tests or what we would call a penetration test, or if, like what's happening in North Carolina, it's an actual ballistic attack. You can call that international terrorism. You can call it domestic terrorism. You can call it left wing. You can call it right wing. It'll be whatever the government says. The thing that you need to worry about is, are you prepared for it? And these are things you need to consider. If the power's not running, where are you getting your water from? If the water is not from a clean source, how are you filtering the water? If you don't have the ability to now keep your food nice and safe in a refrigerator, How are you going to eat that food? How are you going to store it? All right. Honestly, the best thing to do, in my personal opinion, is make a big bowl of soup. Make a big bowl of soup, and then you can seal that up, and it should last you about 2 or 3 days. All right. This is the way, you know, it used to be done. Fuel. Fuel's the next problem. Do you have fuel for your car? Do you have adequate amount of fuel in gas cans and diesel cans sitting at your house just in case? Do you have a place to relocate? And if you do, do you have the fuel to relocate there? Does your car need maintenance? Get the maintenance done now just in case. Do you have the medicines you need to leave or to bug in? Because if the power's out everywhere and all the red lights are now out, you know, vehicle crashes are going to spike. And it, like what's happening right now, if it's an extreme cold environment and you got a winter storm warning and the roads freeze over, well, how are first responders going to be getting to you if half the power grid is down? Things like this people need to consider, Dave, but, you know, typically people don't. And it's because you live in actually a very good, well-working country. As corrupt as we are, the infrastructure works well because Americans keep it that way. But all it takes is just the lights to go out for 96 hours, and you're living in a different country.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and people are going to be caught woefully unprepared. Let's analyze my tag phrase here, Doug. Okay, first blush, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. How does that match up to what you were just saying?
I mean, it is what it is. These are basic survival items. You need to have the ability to know how to keep your internal body temperature, you know, at least at 98.6. You need to be able to have the ability to make food, process water, more than likely have shelter. You're going to need to have fire. Hopefully you don't catch your shelter on fire. And these things do happen. The art of survival, Dave, is very basic. And there are 1,000 different videos and books that are out there. I always stress, if you don't know anything about this and you want to pick up a book that's friendly to learn, and very easy for you to go out and practice, Dave Canterbury. That's one of my bushcrafting heroes. Dave Canterbury's advanced bushcraft books are probably some of the best things that you can put inside your prepping bag. But actually, you have to read it in order for it to work. Tools. If you don't know how to use the proper tools, and you need to have them. Do you have a generator to run your electric powered tools?
Yeah, that's part of what I meant when I said tools. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have a generator? If you work from home, do you have a generator that you can plug your computer into? You know, hopefully you can still get internet signal. You may have to use your hotspot on your phone. You know, these are things that, because obviously, Dave, me and you work from home, right? If we lose power, how do I get this operation back up and running? You know, can I transfer what I have to my car? And can I turn my car on, charge my phone, charge my laptop, and still do podcasts and hope people that are listening? You know, that could be a problem. If you are doing stuff like that, don't turn your car on and run it in your garage. That may sound like common sense, but there are plenty of people who die every year doing it. Yeah, you know, it's the bigger part about this that I want to stress to people is the criminal activity that can come from it. Minus just the harshness of the weather, because we're obviously in winter now. But criminal activity is so sporadic within these areas. You know, I was recently in an area in Colorado doing some work up there. And, talked to an ADT agent, and she told me that there was a couple who lived way out in the middle of nowhere in the mountains. And the guy owned like 100 acres, had a fence and gates, and had alarms and all kinds of stuff all around it, and still woke up to his garage being forcibly opened and an item stolen. So even if you're well insulated in the woods, as many of us would like to be, you're not always safe. You know, communication's a big thing for this. Me and Bob Griswold talk about this all the time, Dave. It's a great idea to have portable radios that you can have to be able to pass out to people within the area that you're living in, so that if there is an intrusion, or, you know, if you need to do a big meeting for the area, or if you need to pass on information, that communication would be key during time like that. What other questions you got?
What about community bonding together? How would you accomplish that? What do you have to worry about?
So this is what happens. And I'm going to say things that people are going to disagree with. Somebody's got to take charge. Somebody has to take charge. If you're living in, let's say, a closed gated community in a suburb, somebody needs to take charge who knows what they're doing, not just I'm the president of the HOA, so I'm in charge. But somebody has to take charge and say, okay, we need to have plussed up security. We need to be doing daily checks on everybody, you know, especially if we know there's someone who has any type of medical problems. And then I would also designate, if you live in a suburb, I would designate an SUV or a van to be your ambulance. If you ever need to run to the hospital or to the fire station because you have someone who's injured and you don't have the ability to wait for first responders, then have a pre-staged and designated vehicle and load that person up and take off. You need to know people's, you know, birthday, social security, blood types, honestly, the first really need to know, medicines that they may be on. You know, these are just some of the basics, Dave. But you have to be able to work together as a community. And America, you're going to be tested more and more. The more the downfall of America happens, we as a society are so used to being, you know, stuck in our phones, stuck by ourselves now. We may mingle with a few coworkers, but if you don't know your neighbors, or if you don't know how to get along with people walking down the road because you don't have that direct interaction with adults anymore, you are going to be in a world of hurt. You're going to be shocked. You're going to get lied to. People are going to take advantage of you. People are going to warm up to you, Dave, and they're going to be your best buddy, and then they're going to rob you. That is the reality of the world outside of the insulated suburban mom. And no offense to any suburban moms, that is just the world that you live in. And this ranges from anyone from the ages of 18 to 70 in this country who just, I would say, Dave, has lost their edge for what it means to be an American. And honestly, they've lost their edge for situational awareness. People think, oh man, we live in a place where this will never happen. And when you live in that imaginary town and then the catastrophic event happens, Dave, people lose their minds. Traveling up and down the road, what to expect? Expect traffic jams. You could have municipalities shutting down roads into single lanes. You could have law enforcement now doing random checks on people. You could have National Guard out there doing random checks on people. You could have a medical emergency. You could have a criminal activity that's happening. People could be in wrecks, could just be clogged up because people are just taking their time rubbernecking, you know. But that is going to be another element that is going to add into people's frustration. And the frustration is what's really going to probably hurt more people than anything. During this type of event, one of the best things to do is to just sit down, relax, gather all your thoughts, lock all your doors, don't interact with anybody for a couple hours. If you're this frustrated, and just start writing down what you need every day to survive: food, water, warmth. Okay? Make sure you got the warmth. If you need to wrap up in blankets, then you got the blankets. Look for the food that you need. How do I need to make the food? Is everything microwavable? Well, I'm kind of screwed. Is it stuff that I need to boil on top of my electric oven? Well, I'm kind of screwed. So then you can start prioritizing, what is it that I can actually eat, right? What is it that I need to boil? If I need to take a bath, how do I do that? If you only have a little bit of water that you got, well, you may have to just suffice with, you know, a baby wipe bath like I used to in Iraq, or just, you know, the good old washcloth. Now, these are places in people's minds in America that they don't have to go and visit because they've never had to. So it's going to test people's self-reliability, Dave.
It's going to test their discipline is what it's going to test.
Oh, absolutely.
Can they create a plan and can they stick with it? And that'll be the catch. Well,
yeah.
When we look at what's happening now, are we looking at beta tests with these grid tamperings? What do you think?
So let me give you my conspiracy theory is what I would call it.
No, your hypothesis. I hate that term, conspiracy theory.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to be what the government tells me. This is my thesis on this, all right? And you know that I give great thought to things like this. And I would warn anyone out there not to go with the people that are saying that the sky is falling and revelations have started and the demons are going to pop out of the hole in the ground, all right? I suggest that people pray. I suggest that people read the Bibles and that people take a deep breath and observe your surroundings. Observe what other people are doing. Does your cell phone work? Can you get in touch with anybody? Can you communicate with anybody? This is going to be the key to keeping your head. Short of that, I think, and I said this before, I think we're going to have a cyber attack on the grid. We're going to have a cyber attack on the banking system. I think we're going to have an actual terrorist attack short of 9/11. And then before summer, before the federal digital dollar comes out, I'm willing to bet we're one of these big things is going to happen. And a major infrastructure is going to go down, and what comes back up is the digital dollar, along with whatever else they can cook up. That's what I think. And it's already starting. And Dave, you know, I've been saying this for weeks now. Weeks. I know what to look at. I know what to monitor and watch. It's going to happen. People predicted 9/11. People predicted Pearl Harbor. You know, you got to know what to look for. And we keep poking the Russian bear. Man, all they got to do is turn the lights out, and America is going to be in a world of hurt. We're not even going to worry about Ukraine anymore.
Okay. Well, my feeling is this, is that we're going to see a whole lot of other stuff as well, too. The railroad strike was supposed to have taken effect today. Congress supposedly headed it off, but I got quite a few emails that say, we're not listening to Congress. We're being treated like garbage, and we're not tolerating it. So that'll exacerbate the supply problem, and you're right. People better move right now to get prepped.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this end? Is this just an annoyance, and are we going to see, I'm wondering too, are we going to see confounding variables like the introduction of another pathogen? And I'm getting stories, and I'm not going to develop it real clearly here right now, but I'm getting stories about Katie Hobbs and Adrian Fontes, the Secretary of State. They had to be elected because they had the connections to facilitate, terrorists coming into the country, and most of them through a federal program where they're coming right now into awaiting cars and places to work and places to live. But I've been told they're bringing in a serious pathogen, and it's going to start in Arizona and spread. And I'll tell you why Arizona makes sense, too. The medical martial laws in Arizona are tied into that EFS 10, 8 through 14, and HHS, Human Health Services, the UN, and there's not one medical organization attached to it. So when I read the Arizona statutes, I said, this is concentration camp stuff. This has nothing to do with medical. 17 federal agencies listed, not one was medical. And I think this is where this is headed. I think this is shut the lights out, create a crisis, introduce the passage, lock people down, round people up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all those things will happen. When you don't have power going, you're going to have the spread of pathogens. And, you know, when we talk about taking down the power grid, well, since November, there's been 6 physical attacks on the power grid in Oregon and Western Washington. I recently actually just spoke to someone this morning who lives in that area. More than likely, because the attackers used firearms in most of the incidents, I'm willing to bet that this is a leftist anarchist group. You have look what's happening in, was it France, Britain? You have the environmental groups that are going out there. All right. All these anarchist groups, these extremist groups, they all kind of collide together in the we hate, you know, the free America group, even though they love to go to Starbucks every day. Yeah, so expect something from those groups. Most likely this is coming from those groups. I see a lot of this as political warfare. You have a lot of things happening in America right now. And every time you turn around, something that the left and the government is blaming is, oh, it's got to be right-wing terrorism. And it's almost never right-wing terrorism. It's almost always a left-wing. And then they leave the entire subject alone and they'll never bring it up. Just like what happened in Colorado at the Q Club, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know that whenever I was doing operations up in Portland, Oregon area, we weren't just in Portland. We were all over that state. There were multiple attacks on the power grid. Then they were trying to chainsaw telephone poles down or power line poles down. We actually arrested a girl who was involved with starting a wildfire that ended up encapsulating 350,000 acres and I think like 60 homes. Well, guess what that also brought down? The power grid. All from just a lighter. So eco-terrorism is, you know, that's a big thing to watch. And, you know, the problem with terrorism, Dave, is that it doesn't take a lot of money to do it. It doesn't really take a lot of planning to do it. It can be a spur of the moment thing. And, you know, a lot of times fortuitous luck, makes everything much worse. But, you know, we have an entire tinderbox in the western half of the United States. If you set multiple wildfires going from Washington to California and you let that engulf enough of those power lines, you could bring down the entire West Coast. It's that easy. It's that easy. Yeah, I mean, how much is a Bic lighter? $1.99? So, I mean, you know, it's fairly easy if you know what you're doing. And these people do know what they're doing. A lot of times, some of them have military backgrounds. Some of them have government backgrounds. Some of them have been involved with international terrorism and get training from international terrorism, like Antifa did with the cartels and ISIS. So, you know, we're not dealing with just your amateur, idiot 18-year-old who wants to go out and have fun and causes a catastrophic problem. We're talking about professional anarchists. That's what's happening. And we know for a fact the Democrats are the ones who funded them. The Democrats are the ones who bailed them out. And now we're starting to see this. And the Democrats don't want you to have power. They don't want you to have a car. They don't want you to have fuel. They want you to eat bugs. They want you to take their mark. They want you to take their vaccine. They want to own your power grid. So is anybody surprised yet? I'm not. That's why I say prep. They're telling you what's going to happen. And they're going to say, oh, it was a terrorist attack. Oh, poor woe is me in America. No, man, this was all planned to happen. I'm one of the guys who will say 9/11 was planned to happen. The day or two before 9/11 happened, what happened? DOD lost over $1 trillion or $2 yeah. worth of black budget stuff. What just recently came out? DOD can't talk about their $6 trillion worth of assets they've lost. Who are the assets, Dave? These people would be more than willing to take down the power of the entire country knowing that hundreds of thousands of people will be displaced or die because of it, to keep their secrets from you. And what happens, Dave, when the power comes back on?
There'll be tanks in the street.
Oh, well, no, much better than that, because if it were me, I don't mean to make myself out into this boogeyman, but let's say someone fabbed me out and said, Doug, I want you to take down the power grid and I want you to tell me what you would do afterwards. And this is what I'd tell you. If I want to take over a population, Dave, and our friend Tony over at Heroes Nations, I actually just talked to him about this. Let's say I wanted to take over Florida. I'm going to take down the power grid of Florida, and then I'm going to push my military from north to south to the peninsula. And as my military moves different phase lines, I'm going to bring the power grid back up with my own stuff, and then the internet, which will be mine, you will be using. And if you want to use any of my services, you got to take a mark to get into my places, so now I have you readily identifiable. Or keep moving south where there's no more power. We'll eventually get there. That is not a far cry from what we would do. It's really not. And the whole digital dollar thing, a lot rides on this. And once again, I call it the infrastructure of the Antichrist for a reason. These things have to happen. Your basic freedoms have to go away, and they have to be usurped by totalitarianism. They have to, in order for this great man of iniquity to come. We have to have wars and rumors of wars. I mean, it's, I don't know. That's the way I think. That's what keeps me up at night.
Okay. Where does this end, as I think it does, with FEMA camps and, you know, basically annihilation of the population?
Well, look what happened. Strange enough you said that. Look what happened just recently in California. Six prisons in California now have shut down, saying that they'll take no more inmates, but the facilities are going to remain. Who's going to be put in them?
Okay, we're talking replacements now. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, who's going to be put in them? Dissident?
Isn't it interesting, too, they let out the pedophiles first?
Oh, yeah, they look at New York. They're currently saying we need an empty Rikers prison. Well, who's going to go in there? Because the prison guards still need to work. The prison still has to have power. You have so many different places where you could put people right now for political dissidents. Let's just say that through some of the FBI's operations, like COINTELPRO, counterintelligence operations, they, since the 70s, have been monitoring, at least now, millions of people who are what they call political dissenters. And back then it was leftist political dissenters, and now it's right political dissenters. If you are the type of person who won't toe the line, you're on a list. If you are on social media and you MAGA anything on your social media, buddy, you're on a list. What do you think the NSA does? What do you think the artificial intelligence does? Every time you send a text message and you say, I hope this president dies, you're on a list. We have the capabilities. We've been doing it since the Patriot Act. But isn't it funny that before all this happened, they had already created the Patriot Act? It's like if everything that we're seeing right now was meant to be to take us to these different events. And there will be a narrative that connects us to the next event. That's why I can't tell you and predict exactly what's going to happen. All I can tell you is I'm not shocked, because I know the end goal. The end goal is America's got to be taken down.
I agree with that totally. That is the goal.
That's the end goal. We probably have the most amount of resistance in the world to the New World Order. That has to be completely silenced. And they silenced all of us in the biggest beta test ever in 2020 with COVID. Now we have the tri-pandemic. Every couple of months, it's a new, you know, reason to pull my hair out and wait for the aliens to come and save us, right? As you and I were saying for a couple months there, every 12 hours is something new. That hasn't changed. Every 12 hours is something new. What do you think is going to be happening? Because we have the railroad strike. What, that's still going on, right?
That'll exacerbate any grid down situation. There'll be riots, food riots. The excuse for martial law will ensue. I could see Biden invoking the Kigali principles and declaring an emergency and bringing in foreign troops.
Can I clarify something? And you know this, but most people don't understand this terminology. Martial law is on a local level. Martial law is on a local level, not a federal level. In a federal level, it's a state of emergency or a national state of emergency. We've been in that since 9/11. We've never canceled it. So the protocols to have the Kigali principles or to bring in the United Nations has always been there and has never been rescinded. We've always been in this state of emergency, which I always thought was interesting. Why? You know, I mean, why keep us at this heightened state? If it only took 5 years to get us into the ability to be completely subverted and then to be, you know, held as prisoners within our own country, I believe they would do it. But I don't think they have the technology or the numbers on their side yet. And they're building up to the technology. Because if you don't have the numbers on your side, let's use a little bit of Confucius tactics right now. If I don't have the numbers on my side to take over from within a coup of the heart of America, then I will use smoke and mirrors to then start to convince the weaker-minded, weaker-constituted people to come to my side. And then from there, as we all know, peer pressures grow and people got the fourth and fifth shot, right? As we know, peer pressure grows and then people started turning people in who they knew were at January 6th or whose parents, because the children were turning them in, whose parents said that they disagreed with the school boards for letting in violent offenders like the trannies and all this other stuff, right? You convince a weaker constituted amount of people, the younger generation of people, right? And they will be the determining factor on this seesaw that America is in right now. Do we go to tyranny on this side or we go full board for freedom all over again? The determining factor is your 17 to 29 year olds. That's your determining factor. And they all voted for the Democrats in the 2022 elections.
Yeah, but they'll also vote for their stomachs when they have nothing to eat. They could turn very quickly.
Exactly. Well, that's a population. Henry Kissinger said that. It's easier now to kill an entire population of people than to try to convince them to be on your side. Because nobody pays attention anymore. It's easier now to starve a population of people to come to your side than to try to convince them with political campaigns. What are we talking about anymore? You know, that we know that they have said this. Look at Noel Harari. Is that how you name it? I almost say Ferrari all the time, but that's a disgrace of an awesome car. This guy will say, when the elite are in trouble, the elite will go to the scientists to build the next Noah's Ark and then leave the rest of us in the rising water. What do they know? What happened with, the world will come to an end because of global climate change a couple of years ago? Remember that joke? You know, there are so many little conspiracies that are out there that the government itself is the main antagonist of, that we continue to confuse people. And every active shooter confuses people because then we get pissed off at the cops or we get pissed off at this political group or that political group. But yet people forget that it was the government who really kind of created all this with Operation Mockingbird and then a bunch of other things, MK Ultra. You know, I don't have to have people born at birth and then completely disrupt their mindset anymore like they used to have to do and then release it on a population. I can just inject you with a couple of drugs and release you, and you'll never know what the hell happened. And I believe that was the Aurora, Colorado guy.
You're talking about the Batman guy, yeah. Yeah, his dad was into psyops and brainwashing. Isn't that interesting?
Well,
and the Batman shooter went to school with my nephews.
Well, here's another interesting.
But he was always weird.
Here's another interesting point. Four busloads of soldiers from the psyops battalion or division, one of those two, but they worked in psychological operations. Four Greyhound busloads of people from Fort Bragg showed up on the day of January 6th into D.C. They must have just been there for a field trip, Dave.
How about a little electronic frequency to agitate people?
Yep. We have.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. We have the capabilities. We have all the capabilities. We've had them since the 70s. And we've only increased them. I think 5G is one of the main protagonists of this. I think 5G can literally disrupt your brain waves and turn people crazy if you jack it up high enough. Some people speculate that 5G can immediately kill anyone who's gotten the shot because of the heavy metals that are in it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
You know, who knows? Possibly. But all I can tell you is that we've been running fine for a long time. Why do we need to continue to push the envelope on the amount of radiation that people can take? And you'll hear crickets. Oh, well, you know, you'll be able to download a song faster. I don't care about that. I want to know why, you know, you're putting a literal microwave every 500 feet now. Can't give you a straight answer. The answer will always be that it helps you with your internet connectivity and the internet of things and the connectivity of when they start saying stuff like this, I want you to replace internet of things and your connectivity with surveillance. It'll help out with the surveillance of your phone, the surveillance of your computer, the surveillance of your home, the surveillance of your coworkers and your family. That's what it will help out with because that is what they do with it. They surveil people. Hey, anybody remember Twitter? That thing called Twitter Elon Musk bought? What is it that's coming out now? Oh, FBI was surveilling how many people? FBI was subverting how many people? FBI was telling Twitter to deactivate the accounts of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, because they said something bad about whatever political group. This is your future. I promise you, as bad as you think it is now, it will get worse. It will absolutely get worse. In the beginnings of 1930, many people would say that the Nazi government actually was a good thing. Germany was rebuilding its franchises that it lost across the world. It was going to reinvigorate the infrastructure of the country by building all these highways and interstates. It was going to re-spark the technology race that Germany was winning for a very long time. They were going to build new factories. They were going to have – at one point in time, Germany was leading the world in airplane transportation. And then a madman who maybe he was mad the entire time, Dave, built up all the infrastructure – gathered all the schools and say, you will teach what I'm telling you. And then convince all the young people to do everything that he said. Oh, and by the way, 30 to 40,000 people, men alone who didn't have a job because of the Treaty of Versailles and after World War I. Now you serve 7 years, I believe, 7 years in the military and you get all your retirements and all that stuff paid for you or you do your whole service, right? Three hots and a cot. You're going to have fresh water and three meals a day. To some people, that don't sound like a lot. But there are plenty of people that are homeless that are willing to get arrested to get three meals a day and fresh access to water. You have a country that is that destabilized, and then you have a man come in and invigorate everything all over again and re-spark that vitality of that nation. They'll do what he says. And a lot of people turned to Donald Trump and said that was what Donald Trump did. It's not. The MAGA movement is not the Nazi movement, though I can see where people do try to compare the ideologies. As a history snob, I will say there is comparison to the ideology. However, it's not there yet, because we never had a World War I. We never had a Treaty of Versailles. We never had, and this is coming, Dave. This is coming. We meddle in over, we have over 400 bases around the world. We meddle in almost 120 different countries' daily operations, to include trying to start a war with Russia. Somebody will humble us. Somebody will have an arms treaty against us, and we won't have a standing military anymore. They're going to strip us of everything. And when we come to rebuild ourselves, as the phoenix rises out of that ashes, yeah, that's when bad things can happen.
I'm going to throw two things into this and pull what you're saying together. Number one, before John Kerry and Barack Obama left office in 2016, in December of the previous year, they signed us illegally into a treaty with the UN called the Kigali Principles. And based on the UN's judgment or the president's judgment, UN forces can be brought in from a combination of 28 militaries that are signatories to the agreement. They've rehearsed this agreement in Camp Grayling, and I have the videos. I've posted them before. That's one. The other thing that we have is medical martial law. And it involves the UN as well, HHS and ESF 8 through 14 for HHS. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, they can transport people for any medical reason they deem necessary. It could be a sniffler, it could be nothing. And they put you in these confinement camps. And the 17 agencies that are responsible in the HHS literature, not one of them is medical. It's the usual cast of suspects like DHS, FBI, and so forth, but not one of them is medical. And even they don't even have a Doctors Without Borders. So clearly they're setting up for concentration camps, foreign control, and I believe the foreigners have brought in too to control the martial law because the UN's involved with HHS on that agreement. So this is, Doug, I'm telling you, we're right there, and this is December 9th, and this was supposed to be the drop-dead date for the railroad strike. That's a problem, too, for people. It's crazy. Well, we're just about out of time. I wanted to say, do you have a sense for the timing? Because I think it's going to be pretty quick. What do you think?
I think you're going to see the real beginnings of this by summer, because by that point in time, with the ground being good and frozen in Ukraine, Russia's going to start their actual invasion.
Exactly, right.
And this is where I'm going with this. Right now, the Ukrainians are executing their own people. They've lost over 200,000 fighting men and women. They're going to have reinforcements, and the United States will come to their call. There's sparks.
Not my kid. Beginning. Not my kid.
Doesn't matter. Dave, I'll be honest with you. It doesn't matter what you want.
No, I'm telling you, people are going to rebel. People are going to rebel against the draft.
Oh, I absolutely hope they do. But there will be enough to go to get it started.
Yeah, you might be right, to get it started.
It's going to be like Vietnam, just to get it started.
I hear you. To get it started is the key phrase. All right. Tell people how they can follow your good work. We're kind of quitting in midstream here, folks, but we're limited by the clock. So, Doug, how do people listen to American Vindicta?
So you can listen to American Vindicta at gsradio.net, Heroes Nation, that's the official backup, Heroes Nation TV. Go and download the apps, $2.99 a month. YouTube, as long as I'm still on there, Rumble. There's a few other places. You can go to the AmericanVindictaShow.com, and you can actually see all the other podcast venues I'm on.
That's pretty concise for me. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. That's our website, thecommonsenseshow.tv, the TV site. And we're on Global Star Radio Network, Red State Talk Radio. We're on there twice a day, sometimes more. And I appreciate Paul Preston picking up my shows when he wasn't on the air. So we are in a lot of places. There's no reason not to stay informed. We have the very best guests. Doug, stay by your phone. I need to call you briefly. Everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. God bless everybody. And we're going to win this by praying, not by fighting. So please get on bended knee, ask for forgiveness, and pray for guidance. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.